PA business owner pleads guilty to illegal immigrant employment tax scam. By Warner Todd Houston on February 27, 2025. The owner of a migrant employment agency in Pennsylvania has pleaded guilty to harboring illegal aliens and $3 million in tax fraud, the IRS reported on Monday. Andy Ha, the owner and operator of migrant staffing firm Prosperity Services Incorporated, pleaded guilty to the charges of harboring illegal aliens for financial gain and failing to pay $3 million in employment taxes for the illegal aliens that he helped get jobs in small Pennsylvania towns such as Charleroi, just south of Pittsburgh. According to an announcement by the Internal Revenue Service, Ha paid for more than 25 workers who were not legally authorized to be in the United States to stay in a former hotel. And he did not report the workers to his tax preparer. His final returns reportedly only represented 10% of the workers he was aiding through his company. The defendant broke the law by harboring and employing individuals not authorized to be in the United States, acting United States Attorney Rivetti said in the press release. Rivetti continued. In addition, defendant Ha cost the U.S. government millions of dollars through his failure to pay taxes related to his business. Our office and our law enforcement partners at all levels will continue to ensure that those who seek to profit from the employment of such workers and who fail to pay taxes face appropriate consequences under the law. Shocking footage reveals an operation in Charleroi, Pennsylvania, where Haitians are being bused to and from food factories operated by 4th Street Foods. It's estimated that 90% of workers are now made up of Haitians. Kamala imported 2,000 Haitians into this town of 4,000 people. pic.twitter.com/6kerchek/NDMH. Libs of TikTok, at Libs of TikTok, September 17, 2024. Breitbart News reported last October that Ha was under investigation for fraudulent practices in connection with his efforts to provide Charleroi's 4th Street Foods with low-paid workers. Investigators at the time suspected that Ha was paying his workers in cash and not reporting the income. At the time, federal officials reportedly said the contractor knowingly paid undocumented non-citizen employees with cash and transported and housed undocumented non-citizens for employment purposes. Investigators also impounded $1 million in cash that Ha had in his business. Ha's exploitative staffing practices were just one of the many problems Charleroi faced during the height of Joe Biden's border crisis. Charleroi is a small town in Pennsylvania. In 2 years, it's been flooded by thousands of Haitian immigrants. We went there to find out why. The media won't tell this story, so we will. pic.twitter.com/tjlrglf22r. America 2100, at America_2100, October 10, 2024. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston. or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.